Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? Hope you're having a great week, a productive week, most importantly, an enjoyable week. Thank you for listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you for living up to the promise that you made to yourself by listening to this podcast every single morning, because you know this stimulating conversation, this time that you set aside to think about you, your life, where you really want to be, you know how beneficial it is. So you committed to making this a part of your day, your daily discipline, your morning ritual to listen to me every single day for your own self-improvement, your own self-awareness, right? To improve your quality of life, right? Thank you for listening to me. There's so many places that you can click on the internet, blogs you can read, experts that tell you the way to live your life and the way you should live. And if you're not living that way, they'll even tell you, what's your excuse, right? So many people out there offering their thoughts and views on the world, and that's awesome. You took the time, though, to find your way on iTunes, on bodybuilding.com, on skiplacour.com to listen to me right here, right now. I appreciate that. I am flattered by that. And I love this role. It's my identity to help you out in any way I can. I will not let you down. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement line. Yeah, when I slam down this microphone, right, for the day, and I keep going on my day, it's all about Mass Machine Nutrition, bringing you the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition products. Thank you so much for your continued support. And if you haven't tried out Mass Machine Nutrition, I encourage you, you will not be let down. You can just tell by the taste, the texture, just the whole feel, not to mention their effectiveness. What a great line of products I have for you. All right, so check those out. If you're listening to this on iTunes, just click over to skiplacour.com, click the link that says Mass Machine Nutrition, explain all of my product line. You don't just have to be some big giant bodybuilder trying to build muscle and get a ripped six pack. If you just want to be healthy, I have the nutritional supplements that can help you do that. So click the link, see my product line. It explains what it does. If you're a visual guy, you can click a link and I explain it all, what it does and what it doesn't do. You know, supplements aren't all the answer. They just help you with your good training and good eating habits. And I explain what each supplement does and a little bit about Mass Machine Nutrition, about my whole journey, what I have to offer you in video. All right? So go to skiplacour.com. And if you're on bodybuilding.com because you listen to this Morning Connection podcast through my thread, that Skip LaCour Mass Machine Bodybuilding Training Nutrition Mindset Lifestyle thread, well, you're just one click away from ordering Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much. Hey, let's go through our ritual, our daily discipline, taking ourselves to higher and higher levels every single day that we listen to this Morning Connection podcast. And the great thing is that we can do it in a passive way. You listening to this podcast is helping you out in so many ways that don't take all this energy. You don't have to go from point A to point B and then get dressed and undressed and get in your car to work on yourself. You don't have to turn everything off and be totally engaged. This is a great thing that you can do for yourself in a very passive manner. And that's one of the great things about it. I'm just going to stimulate thought, right? So what was that thing yesterday that you did that impressed even you? You built some self-confidence, even in some small way. It doesn't have to be some gigantic thing. In some small way, you didn't feel like doing something, and you said, I got to do this anyway, right? Or you've been putting something off, and you did anyway. Maybe you backed down from that one more rep or five more pounds in the gym, or even going to the gym maybe. And he did it anyway, all right? You stretched yourself past what you normally wanted to do for the greater good, and then you built out self-confidence, right? Big things, small things, something in between. We do those things every single day, whether we realize it or not. Our job, our new commitment to ourself is to realize them that day, if not even that moment, right? Because that builds strength. It builds confidence, it builds momentum. We become this machine, this mass machine full of confidence, energy, moving in the direction where we want to go, right? So what was that thing for you? And then what was that cool moment when he said, wow, life's great. Man, maybe I'm always pushing myself. Maybe I've had some challenges, but this right here, this one moment in time, life is pretty cool. Some big thing, some small thing, something in between. You know, during this journey, we want to know when it's cool. We want to know when these moments happen, when they're happening. We don't want to just be going through the grind all the time, focusing on all the things we need to improve upon. You know, where people have let us down or all this, and climb, drive, got to improve. And all these cool moments are happening around us, right? We want to know, and then someone says to us on a week later, and you may be talking about, yeah, I'm in the grind. He goes, hey, you know, that was really cool. Remember that time we had that conversation? You were so funny back then. Or that was a good time. And you're going, oh, yeah, I guess it was. You don't want outside stimulation. You don't want other people. You don't want to rely on other people's opinions or their thoughts to make you feel good when they're all around you. You don't want to have other people validate that you're doing things that are impressive. You should know, right, when they're happening. You should know when cool moments are happening, right? You don't need to depend on other people for that, right? And it's not that we've got this problem with people, right? It's just that they got their own lives. They got to figure out what gives them self-confidence. They have to figure out what their cool moments are. They have to take care of their family and their stresses, right? We can't rely on other people to make us notice when our life is great. That's our job, right? So what was that cool moment for you? And then the third part, we stop, we think, and we visualize. Visualize, we think about that thing that we want. No, not that thing. That thing that we really want. If we were unstoppable, all the stars aligned, if we were just a machine and productive and we just were on a roll for 5 years, right? If that were to happen, when that happens, right? What would be that thing, that place, that experience, that accomplishment, that material thing, that relationship? What would that be like? Visualize that right now. You know, my wife, I have to, hey, did you hear my podcast? Hey, what'd you think about that? Hey, did you hear I threw in this story here? I think that she's assuming, because I just talk so much all the time, that she doesn't need to listen to my podcast, right? Because she's probably already heard it 10 times. And even though that's true, honey, probably 99% of the time, you don't know when you're missing that one story, right? Actually, that happens every once in a while. So she listens to this podcast. I got to make sure I ask her, hey, what's that cool thing or that, if she couldn't fail, that thing that she's visualizing every single day when she listens to my podcast. Actually, I tell her, you know, what a good way to know me and what I'm going through, because like I've explained on this podcast, knowing me, I am a morning person. My thoughts are vivid, alive. I mean, I am definitely a morning person. My perspective on the world, if you want to know me, you want to know who I am, you will find it in this podcast. When I wake up in the morning, this is me. These are my most optimistic, positive, driven thoughts. And I told her, you want to know me, what I'm going through, what kind of mood I'm in, listen to the podcast every single morning, right? And sometimes I'll come into a room and I'll hear, what's that sound? Oh, that's me. She's listening to the podcast with the baby on her iPhone. Ah, right. So, and Miss Jules out there, I mentioned this a couple days in the podcast, sent me an email and talked about, you know, she feels like she gets to know me. You guys are definitely getting to know me, right? You know, there's sometimes when I listen to these podcasts, maybe a while later, and I'm thinking, that's the way I feel. That's kind of raw, but I'm sometimes in a different state, maybe just pounding away at work and numbers and the pressures and stress. And I'm wondering sometimes if I would have said that at, you know, just 7 o'clock at night after a long work day, that I'm telling you right now, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in the morning. But this is, you know, really who I am. You guys are definitely getting the opportunity to know who I am, who the person is, who became that six-time drug-free national bodybuilding champion. Is the guy, well, you know, his physique is so awesome, there's no way he's drug-free, natural or not, all that stuff that goes on the internet. Hey, well, the physique says one thing, right? It says, hey, is that achievable? But, you know, the foundation, the genesis to all accomplishment is the mindset, right? You get a chance to listen to my mindset, see the way I approach the world, how I break things down. And then it gives you one more clue, one more factor, one more indicator to put into your brain to tabulate and say, yes, he's the kind of guy that would be possible to accomplish those kind of things as a bodybuilder. Right? You've seen the videos, the weight I lift or this or that, right? More importantly, the kind of person who produces the products for you to learn from, right? Look, if I'm getting up 74 mornings in a row and producing these podcasts for free, just think what I do for the information that I have to perform at a higher level because I ask for your investment, right? So you get an opportunity to see who you're dealing with, right? And especially putting stuff into your body in this supplement industry, which I'll tell you guys, you know, with other companies that I worked for when I was a bodybuilder, again, I was just focused on being a bodybuilder. I endorsed the products. I took all the products, you know. I wanted to be the best that I could be. Totally always believed in sports nutrition, bodybuilding, supplementation, always executed. Way back when I started 25 years ago and I worked at the grocery store and I would go to the other side of the store, the natural food department, and get my Amino 2000. It was Joe Weider's Amino 2000. And this was this thick, thick, milky, actually thicker than milk, yellow amino acid that I drink out of the bottom. And man, supplements back then just tasted like garbage. If you've been around long enough, oh my God, the protein powders, the amino acids, stuff tasted like garbage back then. It really made massive improvements over time. But I've always been a person who took the bodybuilding supplements my entire career, way long before I was ever sponsored by any company, right? And I always heard like the owners of companies talk about, oh, this supplement industry, you know, people this, people that, this company this, company that, you know, the unscrupulous, the ethics, and got to watch out and all these things. I can't believe this company advertises that way or does this way. And I always heard that, but, you know, I wasn't that invested in the process. So it was just something I heard, right? Nothing I really compared and contrasted. Actually, never really put a lot of thought into it. I just took it from the person's word. They obviously knew what they were talking about, right? And man, now that I'm in it, that is so true. Everything that they said is so true. And I sometimes just can't even believe how they try to advertise what products do and what they don't do. And, you know, the sleight of hand or the sleight of tongue or the sleight of the written word on how they beef up their products, you know, and the definitely being way too complimentary about their ingredients and what they'll do. And it's actually surprising. And, you know, it also kind of makes it if you're more honest in your approach about what supplements do. I mean, you're kind of at an unfair advantage, you know, because especially in a market where, you know, there's a whole bunch of 19-year-old kids walking in and they will just blindly, you know, trust what the supplement company says it'll do. It makes it sound like you could just go from point A to point B by taking what's in this bottle, you know, and they're grabbing all those easy sales. And I don't know how many of those easy sales, I haven't done it that way. Right. But, you just wonder, you know, how much they're benefiting from that. It really doesn't matter, though. I wouldn't have it any other way. But the point, though, is that you get to hear me every single day. You get to hear me talk about everything, you know, not just me talk about how great my supplements are and they're the best and the highest quality. You get to hear me talk about everything in life, right? My opinions, whether you like it, you don't like it, you don't have much of an opinion. All supplement companies, their products are created from the decisions of a person just like me. No matter if they give this big appearance of being this big, huge company, what goes in that bottle is made by a human being, a man, just like me, right? And does he have ethics? Does he not have ethics? I mean, who knows? But it's not just some big machine, some big giant company that decides what goes in that bottle. It's human beings just like you and me. What you have the advantage of by listening to this podcast, by connecting with me on social media, by asking me questions on the bodybuilding.com message boards, you get to know who you're dealing with. And then you get to make the decision or create an opinion of, hey, is that the kind of guy that I want to be providing me with supplements? You can't do that with the big companies, right? But just some things to remember. And that's another benefit of you listening. But you know what I want to talk about this morning? You know, I have this new mission in my life. And as I make my manformation and my transformation, and, you know, I've gone through a lot of different stages in life, a lot of the things that you've come to know me for, you come to me for because my what I accomplish as a bodybuilder, the information that I provide, all the dedication and time, and how I prioritize that in my life, the next level strategies, right? And then taking all that knowledge of in the industry and what the human body needs to perform at its highest, to know all of you through all the thousands of questions that you asked me over the years about how to make the most effective the supplements that you need to help your efforts, right? It's taken me to this path of enlightenment. And I continue to learn about myself, my journey, why I was in that place, what brought me to this place. I mean, it's a totally amazing journey. It's a puzzle. It's a game. It's a challenge that is constantly evolving. The picture is getting more and more clear. And I talk about my book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. My pain is your gain. It talks about those challenges. And it's my belief that this book will help out so many of you, if you're probably listening to this podcast, whether you realize it or not, that if you've drawn into my circles, that we probably have a lot more in common than you may realize. And if that's true, there's a lot of great things about you, right? A lot of great things about us, right? But there's also, you know, some challenges that in the way we think that we need to continually address and overcome, right? And that's what I really believe my book is going to help a lot of people, even if they don't know it. Even if they don't know it. And that's the thing. If I were to tell you some things, like if I were to talk to you, whether it's my one-on-one coaching or some things that you post or talk about on your Facebook page, and I wouldn't do this because I don't think that's the most effective way. If I were to come in and interject with my, you know, desire to help you and share my experience and say, hey, you know, that way of thinking isn't going to work, right? And you specifically, not broadcasting over a podcast, that wouldn't be the best way. I would have to build rapport, trust, and I'd have to be very elegant in my approach. And even if you wanted to become better in life and I offered something that a different way of thinking to help you get what you ultimately want, number one is you'd have to be ready for that. Number two is you'd have to understand that there's anything that's broken that needs to be fixed. And if I identified what may be broken, right, you would have to believe that it's broken too. There's so many levels. I just can't come in here and say, do this, do this, do this. See, that's my challenge with motivational speaking and all the books and all the great articles where they can make you feel good, but you don't know your life, your particular challenges that you should apply those things to, because you probably have justified your way of thinking and doing with everything. It's not a problem to you. You know, I remember on that balcony, I'll never forget it, where that multimillionaire on his multimillion dollar home, that's his backyard was the Pacific Ocean in the San Diego area, right? Having a bottle, you know, he's a big wine guy, like a $500 bottle of wine, right? Overlooking the Pacific Ocean. It was probably about 6 o'clock on a beautiful summer evening. And we were talking, and he asked me if I felt that my bodybuilding was an addiction. And I just remember at that time, that was the most ridiculous statement in the world to me. It was. What are you even talking about? I mean, I didn't say that to him, but that's what I thought. And then even if it was, I mean, what a great addiction to have. Hey, choose your addiction before it chooses you. It's better than smoking, drinking, you know, doing a lot of other bad behavior, right? It's interesting that that's, I think, another quality of us in the bodybuilding and training world is that everything is black and white. You hear me talk about this, you know, so I went to that card, right? Well, if it's bad, it's better than, and then he takes some horrible situation to compare it to. Hell, if you compare everything to the worst case scenario, anything you do all of a sudden becomes acceptable, right? So anyway, I wasn't ready for it, but I'm talking about it probably, I don't know, what is it? Time flies, 8, 9 years now later. So I must have been somewhat ready for it. And I really do as one of the sparks that led me in the direction of where I am now, right? So the point, though, is I can't tell you you got this issue, you got this problem, because number one, I don't know you specifically. And number two, even if I did tell you that, I don't know if you'd be ready, right? So the best thing I can do is just talk to you about my life, talk to you about my journey. And maybe, maybe not, you'll go, wow, you know, he's a cool guy. You know, he's achieved a lot. He knows his strengths, obviously, but he also knows his weakness. And man, he's still plugging away. He's open to suggestions because he wants to become better. You know, if it can happen to a guy like that, maybe I'm thinking that way too. Maybe it's not it. But you know, God, you're thinking you're a hardworking, good person who really, you know, wants the best in life. But there's something going on that's keeping you from it. Maybe you don't know what it is. And kind of sounds familiar what Skip's talking about. Maybe that's me. Maybe I should at least dive into it. And if it's not, it's not it. But I knew I did one thing to try to become the best that I could be, one thing to address. So when he talked about that, you know, I wasn't really ready for it. It's kind of such different thinking. And again, even if you wanted to label my bodybuilding training, my dedication to all that as some type of addiction, I did not see in any way, shape, or form how that could be negatively affecting my life. If anything, I thought it was the most positive thing in the world for my life. And I'm not saying that everything I accomplished in bodybuilding was not. It's just that for everything you do in life, there are benefits and there are consequences. And you can really focus on the benefits, and that's great, but you may be paying consequences that you don't really understand, and it's keeping you away from what you ultimately want. You still may get the muscles and the ripped abs, right? But it's keeping you away from that higher quality of life in all areas of your life. And that was definitely my case. And the point is, I just wasn't ready to hear that. I didn't think that it applied. So, you know, as your friend, as your coach, you know, as a mentor, you know, I just have to tell my story, and if it does apply to you, great. If you don't think it applies to you, great. If it plants a seed and you consider it later, all I want is the very best for you. And if I can tell you my story and that can help you, then great. I do have the belief, though, that a lot of us who are drawn in this area kind of suffer from a lot of the same challenges. Whether you think so or not, again, I can't criticize you, so there's nothing for you to get defensive about, because I don't know you, right? And when I, because I'm so passionate about this project, and it comes up in these Morning Connection podcasts, if you kind of read between the lines a lot, I get more and more enthusiasm, more passion to get this message out, right? My challenge is Mass Machine Nutrition takes up a hell of a lot of time, and that's how I support my family, right? That and the information products. So it's budgeting this time where, you know, we talk about it, you got to create win-win situations, right? You got to, it's great to save the world and help out a lot of people, but you got to take care of yourself too. So it's how am I going to prioritize all these things that I can bring value to your life? You know, again, you know, this Morning Connection podcast, this was going to start off as a 20-minute type of thing that I was just going to wham, bam, put it up for you. As you can see, you know, the podcasts are getting longer and more evolved. I'm putting a lot of thought into them and then posting them. I mean, this is a good, crisp hour and 10 minutes every single day. It's becoming more and more of an investment. I love to do it. Obviously, you can tell in the sound of my voice and the fact that I have followed through for 74 days in a row. I appreciate the comments, the likes, and shares. At the same time, though, I always have to evaluate, is this the highest and best use of my time? If the minute it's not, the minute, you know, I have to make the decision that time can be used better for my overall life picture, then I have to stop, right? And I would want you to do the same thing too. So let's really cherish these Morning Connection podcasts. Let's live every single day. Let's listen to them as though this could be the last podcast. We'll get even more out of it, right? So I really want to get that project going. I really see the need. There's one thing that I post. If you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page. That's my Facebook fan page or whatever, right? And I saw this post. And it had a silhouette of a man on a stool, and he's bending over with a whole bunch of sharp objects, knives, daggers, scissors, just a whole bunch of sharp objects in his back. And he's slumped over, disappointed. And it's the caption on this mem is, "Can't blame me for my trust issues." And I thought, oh, interesting, right? Interesting, trust issues, how that affects a person's life. I definitely have firsthand experience of that. I see it a lot. And I, you know, attacking those things, understanding those things, understanding how that had affected the quality of my life. And if I don't really, if I'm not really tuned in, it can continue to affect my life in a negative way. So, you know, I thought it was interesting. It caught my eye, right? But what really caught my eye were all the likes and shares. And so I posted that on my page. And again, so many likes and shares. And then I asked for comments, right? I guess what I want to know from you, send me an email. Tell me your story, short, long, whatever you want to do. Maybe that would feel good, be therapeutic. But again, this is helps me as your friend, as your coach, as your teacher. Why is that so... why does that hit home with you so much? The whole trust issues. Is this something universal, both inside and outside of our training world? Does it localize? Did the people go to the structure of the bodybuilding training world because of trust issues? What does that all mean to you? Because I really believe I can help you. I really believe I can help you. And definitely should listen to these podcasts because, see, I know what they are from, you know, a psychological standpoint. I know where they come from, and it's usually not your fault. You know, if you're talking about trust issues, right, and you're thinking about that girlfriend who dumped you 6 months ago or something like that, I'm just here to tell you, your issues with trust, abandonment, and those type of things, they probably started when you're very, 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 very young, right, when you had no say or you had no consciousness and you couldn't discern good people from bad people, trustworthy people from untrustworthy people. You just were put in a position and someone broke your trust. Or as a very young child, that's just the way you perceived it. You know, you might be old and say, my parents have been married forever. They're happily married. And I don't have any trust issues. Look, my childhood, I have no reason to think that way. And even if I did, you know, screw it. Those things don't matter. It's from here on, from this day forward, right? That's all that matters. Who cares about that? See, people caught up in their childhood. Well, you know, it would be nice if it was that way, but it sets patterns. So even if you were, I don't know, in a great place that you intellectually can look back on a great family life, just say your father, though, he, I don't know, went to war, right? Or he was a salesman, or he was in a fishing boat in Alaska for 4 months. And it was just at a certain age where you didn't understand, and you saw that as you took it, because you don't, you're 6 years old, you don't know how to process the world. You see that as, why isn't daddy here? Is it because of me, right? And you're a kid, you don't really understand. It could be something simple like that, that now you don't look back on it like it was a big deal, but it affected you in your nervous system that way, and it carries over in the way you look at the world and look at other people, right? So I know how all these trust issues come up, but more importantly, you know, how they affect your everyday life and how they're keeping you from that quality of life that you really want, right? How they're affecting you here and now today, even in ways that you don't understand. It would be like an athlete. If, you know, they know that they need a little bit of knee surgery, let's say, right? And so they worked on it and it's fixed, or they think it's fixed. And then the body compensates, right? They do some work on it directly, but the other muscles kind of come over. They know what their strengths and weaknesses are. And before you know it, they're playing at a high level, even with that knee injury. But that doesn't mean that it's fixed. They just learn how to compensate. How does that relate to what I'm talking about? Is, you know, if you have certain issues or certain beliefs that maybe aren't the most empowering, you know, maybe it's with these trust issues that, you know, that it may seem like it's working for you. It may be work because that's just the way you've built up the system. And I'll tell you this, is that, you know, so one comment was, one gentleman said, trust is earned, not given, or something like that, right? Like, you got to earn my trust. I don't just give my trust. I'll tell you this, you know, and I can tell you from now that I can look back on my personal experience, if someone in my state of mind, where I'm going, my values, my focus, my direction, my view of the world, my family, everything, and they want it to be like my friend, or they want it to work with me in some way, and I constantly had to prove to them that whatever hurdles they set up, I had to earn their trust, right? And again, what does that mean to that person? I mean, who knows, right? But if he sets all these hurdles, he's going to look at me with the body language that I'm not trusting you till you earn it. F you, buddy. F you. I'm too healthy. I'm too focused. I'm too directed. I don't have time for that, right? I don't have time. It would be nice if I can go in and help everybody who had trust issues, and I can constantly prove to them that I'm trustworthy, right? That would be nice for them, if that's even possible, right? Do you ever have one of those friends? There's nothing you can do to make them have a better attitude or trust. They're always kind of questioning things. See, to them, again, they might think that that's earning, you're earning their trust. That if you just keep on jumping over these hurdles, you're earning that trust. I'll tell you this, the healthier the person, they're not going to put up with all that. And they're not going to take you on as a project because they don't have time for that. There's too many other people in this world who don't have those hurdles, don't have those challenges that are going to put them right into the direction that they want to go. Think about that. The winners, the people who can really help you, the driven, the focused, the emotionally healthy people, they're, you know, it's nothing against you. It's just that they're going to surround themselves with people who are going in the right direction, right? And so what's left for you? Who's going to put up with that? People just like you in that situation who goes, yep, I don't mind that he looks at me like that because I look at people like that too. And then you have yourself with a whole bunch of people who, if you don't trust other people, there's an element of you trusting yourself that you would come through. Because the truth of the matter is, if you really look at your life and you think of all the ways that people let you down, you may spin it a different way, but I wonder if you've let people down the same way. But you have had your reasons. Whether you realize or not, the other people had their reasons, right? And even if I didn't have any, it was nothing against them. It's just that I found somebody better. I found a better job, you know? I didn't want to participate. Nothing against them. It wasn't the best thing for me. However you spin it, I would say a lot of other people were just trying to find their way, what's best for them too, right? And so what I'm saying is you're just going to be left with the same kind of people who all, you know, perpetrate the same bullshit with each other, and that trust issue just gets more and more ingrained in your mindset. There's more references of not trusting people over and over again because of the people you hang around. Because again, the healthy, powerful, directed people who aren't going to take the time to, you know, make you a project to help you overcome your challenges, you're not going to be around those people. And you're going to be left with the people who would be willing to put up with it. And I'm not sure if those are the people who are going to give you the best references, that people are different. That's why I say, you know, you listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single day, you build trust in yourself. You are a person who does what you say. You do follow through. And look, you know, this is what, because I know you come to me for bodybuilding training, right? You know, this is what gets me about, you know, the whole natural bodybuilding world is like, every natural bodybuilder thinks they're, in their select couple people that they know, that they have the cornerstone, they have the market on ethics and morality and doing the right thing. And everybody else, they should be suspect of, oh, these fake naturals. Oh, I'm not a fake natural, right? See, I don't understand why if they are honest, they have integrity, they do it the right way, why can't they believe there are more people in the world just like them? What makes, I mean, yeah, that's special of you and that's awesome, but why do you, what's it in your mind? What has proven to you in the world that other people can't be as solid and as trustworthy as you? Why do you and your certain couple friends, and those couple friends don't have the physique you do, of course, right? But why do you select group? What is in your belief system that there aren't other honest people with integrity who would make those same decisions as you? Why are you one of the very, very select few and all these fake natural bodybuilders out there? Think about that. Forget about the bodybuilding. Forget about the training and drugs and no drugs. What's going on in your mind that you think you're the only person who's trustworthy? And where else does that show up in your life? Do you ever think about that, right? Why wouldn't you assume if I do it, there's a lot of people who would do it. Yeah, there's cheaters out there, right? But if I am this way, why can't there be a lot of people out there this way like me? And so the point is if you follow through on a consistent basis by listening to this Morning Connection podcast, you're a trustworthy person. Why don't you think, well, there's other people who come through and do what they say, so I can build them into my life, and they'll come through just like I come through. But I really come through. I don't just say I come through, but I really just make excuses because I don't come through. And other people wouldn't think I'm trustworthy, but they don't understand me because I really didn't have anything to do with them because I really just found a better person to be with or a better job or a better situation. So I really wasn't letting them down. They think I'm untrustworthy, but I really am because I have all these reasons. Well, why don't other people have their reasons too, right? If you come through and really come through, then there's no bullshit, right? You're really a person who comes through because you said you're going to listen to this podcast. You do it every single day. You're building trust in yourself. And then hopefully you open up your mind to think that there's a lot of people out there like me. And if there aren't, even if it's only half the population of the world, you just surround yourself with people like you who really follow through, not say that they follow through, the world becomes a lot different. You have a lot more trust. And so instead of them earning it, jumping through these hoops, right? You know, maybe give them the benefit of the doubt, right? What kind of person is going to put up with your bullshit, your untrusting self, right? Other thing is, when you listen to this podcast, this guy is doing this for free, spilling his heart and his guts and his life, you know, his prime time in the morning, but he believes in this, the benefit of it. Says he's going to talk for 10 or 15 minutes. He always seems to talk to like for 40 minutes. Takes all the time to post this. He's doing it. So every time I click on this 74 days in a row, this is a guy I can trust. This is a guy who can build in my life. And wow, he can't be the only person on the planet like that. I just need to have more people like Skip in my life, right? Hopefully you buy supplements from a guy like Skip in your life, right? But the point is, I'm not the only person on the planet who does what I say. I'm not, right? You just need to be able to discern, to discriminate, find people like me, like the you who follows through, and build a world. You only need 5 or 10 people like that. And all of a sudden, that picture of can't blame me for my trust issues, it all, it's not, you understand, but it's not applicable in your life anymore. Right? I could talk about this forever, probably just letting you tell my story. Right now, for some people, this is just interesting talk. Maybe it's not interesting. Maybe it can really help some of you out there, but maybe that's going to come later. I don't know. Heavy stuff this morning, right? Send me an email. I want to know. This is one thing I'm passionate about, man. I'll move it up on my priority list. This book, if this is helping you, if you even made it to the end of this podcast, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me if you can relate. Tell me if you can understand. Tell me if you want to hear more. Got a lot to talk about. Got a lot to share my personal experiences dealing with this. And I really believe, guys, this person, this guy you're talking to, this is a different guy who was an awesome bodybuilder. And I'm not saying I couldn't be this guy and an awesome bodybuilder, like it has to be one or the other. I just didn't know how to be the guy I am right now. Back when I was just training, that's where my energy went. That's where my focus has gone. See, I can be the same bodybuilder and now the same person because I put the time in to figure all this stuff out and work on it, just like I worked on my body. So you don't have to be, but I'm just saying, this guy, a big evolution to become this guy. And I want you to go on this evolution. I'm enjoying the emotions and the quality of life, becoming this guy that you're talking about because of all the work that I put in. It started with understanding some of the things going on in my head that I'm sharing with you. So that's going to wrap it up for this morning's Morning Connection podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.